Trade conditions remain subdued. According to SACI, the seasonally adjusted trade activity index remained unchanged at 40 index points in November. The non-seasonally adjusted trade activity index ticked up marginally to 43 points from 42 points in October, but this remains lower than the 45 index points level achieved in November last year. So what does this all mean? Richard Downing, economist at SACI, joins us now to break down the index. Thanks for joining us, Richard. What's the material difference between the seasonally adjusted and the non-seasonally adjusted numbers?
Well, usually what you get is during November, you get more trade business to business, especially as the year is going to an end. And that is, so you get sales that is quite higher than usual than the other months. And then in December, for instance, the business to business trade is much less, as you have the holiday season, and therefore trades are not as high as in November. And you adjust for that in terms of the seasonal adjustment factor to get a sort of underlying trend of what's going on, actually.
So what factors does the index look at, and what elements in the index fell or rose?
Well, if you look at the index as such, what was actually... what did better was slightly your sales lifted a bit, and as well as your new orders, and that what is even more positive is the fact that respondents experienced the fact that input prices receded a bit, and that created some space in the trade environment to bring down some of the sales prices. I think that is one of the more positive things that one can draw from the survey during November.
Any negative factors?
Yeah, I think we have an economy that is still battling, and I think what transpires from that is the fact that you actually your trade is actually not as good as one would expect. I mean, because of the economy suffering a bit. And we saw in terms of retail trade, for instance, which is only a part of the survey, only some of the respondents in retail trade. But in retail trade, you only have about a 2% real increase in volumes. And we saw in terms of GDP, actually, your trade in terms of retail, wholesale, or whatever, was actually only 0.4% better than last year. So, in volume terms, so that it gives an indication of the subdued conditions in the trade environment.
Yeah. So Black Friday didn't seem to make a dent on anything then.
Well, Black Friday, one must just remember, is part of the seasonal factor now creeping in. It's something new coming in where you have this United American type of boosting sales before the December holidays, and I think. Well, what we still have to be reminded of is the fact that you have consumers, whether they spend in November or December, they still have a certain limited amount that they could spend. Mm. And although prices are a little bit lower, perhaps, and there's more bargains that in November, you can get the situation where you overspend to some extent, perhaps, and then later find out that the December sales are down. So in the end, it doesn't actually boost your total sales as such or your trade environment. It actually only bringing forward a bit of your expenditure, which usually was perhaps postponed until before Christmas or whatever the case may be.
When we look at the macroeconomic picture and even the policy picture, what factors are going to influence a better trading environment?
Well, first of all, I think unfortunately, we also saw interest rates increasing in November, and to some extent, it also had a negative effect on your trade. But I think one would like to see actually your real economy having economic growth above, say, 2% up to 3%. And that would actually lead to more people being employed, more consumers in a better position to spend. And in terms of international trade also, because that's included in these type of figures, you can do much better in terms of economic trade, in terms of international trade. So it has got a lot of effects. And we see the construction index the construction sector actually pulling very heavy into this sort of situation. And one of the main, if you look at retail sales, for instance, one of the sectors that actually was negative in terms of its sales were the hardware sector.
Yeah.
And that's an indication, you know, of that sector. It's not all over the place. Well, it's strange actually that your food sales in real terms also was one of the negative factors in terms of your retail sales during October. So it's difficult to assess exactly what's going on. But interest rates, one must just remember, we always say it's negative to the consumer. But one, we must remember, as soon as the Reserve Bank put up the interest rates, we saw the rand actually appreciating substantially.
Yeah.
So it's a two-way sword that you're dealing with. Then, if you don't conduct your monetary policy in an orderly way, you will probably see your currency suffering under that type of circumstances.
So
it's not only looking at, you know, interest rates negative to consumers or to spenders. We must just remember the economy will have to adjust if there's negative factors in the economy that is actually affecting real economic growth. And that is the pinnacle on which everything depends, actually.
Yeah. Since you're touching on the retail sales figure that came out today for October, up 2.2% on a year-on-year basis, are you somewhat optimistic that it's a good print, you know, for the first quarter for the first month of the fourth quarter? And we did see, of course, positive prints for manufacturing and mining, because, of course, we need positive figures all the way through so that we can continue with the momentum of being out of recession.
Yeah, I think it's a sign, you know, that the people are, perhaps there is some more business confidence in the first instance, and we hope that could spill over into investor confidence, where you take a longer-term view of where things might be going. And I think this helps a bit, but you just remember, in terms of the GDP figures, your retail sector was actually only 0.4 better than last year. In terms of the first three quarters.
Mm.
So one would like the trend to continue. And I think that is perhaps a problem we see up and down in terms of monthly figures, which we would like to see, you know, is more a continuation and a belief in things, for better things to come, and to see it in first of all, your activity, and then spilling over into investment, and of course, growth to follow on that. And I think that is a sequence in which we would like to see these things happening. And of course, the main thing about it is to have policy certainty, because that brings about more business confidence, investor confidence later on, and economic growth further on.
Yeah.
And that is where we too frequently see, you know, negative factors creeping in. There's a lot of positive factors coming up, and then suddenly there's some negative factors like load shedding again now coming into the play. And that is unfortunate that we have this type of situation. We can't get all our sort of marbles into one bag and do the right thing, you know. That is unfortunate at this stage.
Richard, what are your members saying about the load shedding that's been occurring and is threatened to continue into the new year? To what extent is business concerned about its impact? And obviously, as well, the possibility of higher electricity tariffs into 2019?
Yeah, well, we talked about input costs, you know, which we see in terms of what's actually the fuel prices, you know, that we see huge actually increases. And luckily now we sort of crude oil price coming down and the rand stabilizing a bit. But I think what is now unfortunate about, and what we hear in the media, is about the high increases in electricity tariffs. And that would be, again, as I've said, a negative factor now coming into play as soon as you start improving on the total situation. So one would hope, you know, one could somewhere, sometime, get all things in all your ducks in a row to sort of look at better conditions. But unfortunately, you know, these type of things, like load shedding, is something that came through time, and it's a longer term solution perhaps that we're sort of seeing to get rid of the problem areas. And there's some other state-owned enterprises that perhaps isn't performing at optimal levels, or not near optimal levels. And I think that is unfortunate, because that is what a growing economy needs, and especially energy, which is a major factor in modern economies and any economy.
Yeah.
We didn't ask the respondents this month, they didn't respond that much on the load shedding issue because it just came to the fore towards the end of November. But I think one would see, you know, in further surveys that this becomes an issue because it's not good for trade as such, you know, with shopping malls closing down, not being able to do transactions and that type of thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, Richard, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time and insights as always. That was Richard Downing. He's chief economist at SACI.